今天的信息是我们应当张开眼睛看。
The message today is we need to open our eyes and look.
那么经文是传道书第三章整章。
And the scripture is the whole chapter of chapter 3 in Ecclesiastes.
所以我请王义林姐妹上来读今天的经文。
We ask Sister Yuling to come and read the scripture.
因为是整章经文，所以我们只是用中文来读，念英文的弟兄姐妹可以看。
Because it's the whole chapter, we are going to only read out loud in Chinese.
A bank in Binghamton, New York had some flowers sent to a competitor who had recently moved into a new building. A bank in Binghamton, New York had some flowers sent to a competitor who had recently moved into a new building.
在纽约有一个银行，他送给一个他的竞争对手，一个花，因为他们刚刚搬到新的地址去。
There was a mix-up at the flower shop, and the card sent with the arrangement read, "With our deepest sympathy."
结果花店搞错了，那个花送去的时候，花上面写的那个字条是说，我们非常的什么。
The florist, who was greatly embarrassed, apologized.
这个花店的老板很不好意思，就跟他们道歉。
But he was even more embarrassed when he realized that the card intended for the bank was attached to a floral arrangement sent to a funeral home in honor of a deceased person.
可是这花店老板更感到窘困，因为他发现他应该送给那个银行的那个字条，结果送到了一个殡仪馆一个葬礼上面去了。
And the card read, "Congratulations on your new location."
那个卡上面写说，恭喜你搬到新的地方。
Yeah, 就是我在过去一个星期预备讲章的时候，我看到这个文章。
So as I was preparing for this message last week, I saw this article.
所以跟你们分享。
Just want to share this with you. So the topic today is we need to open our eyes and look.
Solomon 王在第一章和第二章，传道书第一章和第二章，很详细的谈到人生的虚空。
King Solomon spent a bit of time in chapter 1 and 2 of Ecclesiastes talking about the meaninglessness of life.
他说在日光之下的事情和人的劳碌都是虚空的。
See, he said everything under the light and also man's toiling is meaningless.
他说这些事情，日光之下的事情和人的劳碌都是短暂的。
He said all of these things and man's toiling are very short-lived.
而且不能够带给人满足感。
And you cannot bring forth satisfaction.
并且会被人忘记掉。
And it will also be forgotten by man.
所以当所罗门王谈论到这个人生的虚空的时候，
And as he discussed this meaninglessness of life,
他是以王的身份来讲这件事情。
He used his position as a king to discuss these.
他是以一位财富多的有余的身份地位来下这个定论。
He is in a position of a man that has overflowing wealth to talk about these things.
而且这个定论不是一个普通人所说的。
This statement is not uttered by just anybody.
所以所罗门王说虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
That's why he said meaningless. Everything is meaningless.
所以当他讲这句话的时候，不是光用口讲。
So as he talked about this, he did not just say it.
而是他亲身经历过的事情。
It is something that he actually experienced.
所以他以他的身份。
So he used his position.
他以神赐给他的智慧。
He used the insight that God has given him.
他以他的地位。
His position.
他以他的财富。
His wealth.
他以他的成就。
And his accomplishment.
来去寻找人生的意义。
To search for meaning of life.
但是最终他却发觉到人生却是虚空的。
But then in the end he finds that life is meaningless.
所以当我们进入第三章，传道书第三章的时候。
So as we entered into chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes.
那么这个传道书的作者告诉我们，我们必须深入前去思考这个人生的问题。
The author tells us that we need to go deeper to find the meaning of life.
不只要表面上的看到这件事情。
You cannot just look at it superficially.
他说我们必须往上看。
We need to look up.
而且我们也必须往内看。
We need to look in.
同时我们也要往前看。
We need to look forward.
这就是传道书第三章的内容。
And this is the content of chapter 3.
所以我们必须往上看。
So we need to look up.
什么是往上看呢？
What is looking up?
很多时候人只能看到眼前的事情。
A lot of times people can only see things that is happening before them.
我们只是能够看到世上短暂的东西。
We can only see the short-lived things that is happening around us.
以致直到他们只能看到这个有限的世界。
So all they can see is a world that has limit.
没有办法往上看。
They cannot look up.
而在我还没有信耶稣之前。
Before I became a Christian.
我所看到的事情都是眼前所能看到的事情。
All that I can see is things that is happening immediately before me.
而且我所追求的事情都是一些短暂的事情。
And what I was seeking after are those short-lived things.
那么一切发生的事情对于我来说是偶然的。
And everything that happened to me are all accidental.
所以我对神那些掌权根本没有一点概念。
So I have no idea of the sovereignty of God.
所以在今天的经文里面，传道书第三章第一节这么说。
So in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 it says,
他说凡事都有定时，天下万物都有定时。
For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven.
然后在十一节上半节这么告诉我们。
And then on the first half of verse 11 it says,
神造万物各按其时成为美好。
He has made everything beautiful in its time.
然后换句话说，天下万物都是神所创造的。
In other words, everything on earth are created by God.
并且是在他的掌权之下。
And he is sovereign over everything.
所以在三章第一节到第八节这么告诉我们。
So from verse 1 to verse 8 it tells us.
他说天下每一件事情都有定时的。
It's that there is a timing or a season for everything.
比如说生有死，死有时。
There's a time to be born and a time to die.
哭有时，笑有时。
A time to weep and a time to laugh.
寻找有时，失落有时。
A time to seek and a time to lose.
喜爱有时，恨恶有时。
A time to love and a time to hate.
那么这些经文告诉我们，世界上所发生的事情是按照它的时间发生的。
So this scripture tells us that things happen on earth according to their timing.
不是偶然的事情。
They're not accidental.
因为有一位神在掌管这个宇宙万物。
Because there is a God who is in control of everything.
而且按照他的时间，使到这些事情发生。
And according to his timing, he will allow these things to happen.
我们看十一节，刚才上半段那节。
Let's look at verse 11.
神造万物各按其时成为美好。
He has made everything beautiful in its time.
所以神创造这个宇宙万物之后，并且一切的事情都按照他的时间发生。
So after he had created everything, then things began to fall in place according to their own timing.
圣经告诉我们，而且这些是美好的事情。
And the Bible tells us these things are beautiful.
神是掌权者，而且他掌控这个时间。
He is a sovereign God and he is in control of time.
什么是时间？
So what is time?
我们是活在这个有时间和空间的一个世界里面。
We live in a world that has time and also physical world.
那么根据圣经时间是有开始的。
And according to the Bible, there is the beginning of time.
也有结束。
And there is the end of time.
所以当神创造这个天地万物的时候。
So as God created the heaven and the earth.
那么时间就开始了。
That's the beginning of time.
但是圣经告诉我们，时间有一天也会结束。
But the Bible also tells us one day there will be the end of time.
也就是当耶稣基督再来的时候。
And it is when Jesus returns.
这个天地都要废弃。
Then the heaven and the earth will be destroyed.
那么在那个时候，时间就结束了。
And at that time, time will end.
那么时间一直向前进。
Time continues to move forward.
时间不会倒退。
Time will not be reversed.
但是时间有一天要结束。
But one day, time will end.
每一个人都有他的时间。
Everyone has their time.
啊，每一个人一生中就是这么多时间。
Everybody has that much time in their life.
啊，根据这个统计，平均的美国人一生中一生中用了六个月的时间在交通灯那边等。
According to statistics, all Americans spend about 6 months sitting in front of the traffic light.
啊，用了一年的时间在寻找遗失的东西。
They use about a year's time to look for what they have lost.
啊，也用了两年的时间去回复别人打来的电话。
They use 2 years' time to return phone calls.
四年的时间在做家务。
4 years time to do chores at home.
啊，这个特别多。五年的时间在排队。
And 5 years standing in line.
啊，当然是包括在路上排队了。
Of course, we're talking about also standing in line in traffic.
所以世上的事情都按照它的时间发生。
So things happen on earth according to its time.
啊，比如说一年中的四季。
For example, the 4 seasons in a year.
啊，特别是十月到来的时候。
Especially when October arrives.
啊，我们看到树上的叶子就变成黄色，然后金黄色。
We can see the changing of the colors of the leaves.
啊，特别是这个时候你可以看到。
Especially around this time, you can see it happening.
然后叶子就开始枯干。
And then the leaf will turn golden yellow and dried up.
然后等待冬天的到来。
And it awaits the arrival of winter.
啊，度过这个寒冷的冬天。
To pass this cold and chilly winter.
啊，当这个冬天结束之后。
With the closing of winter.
春天的到来。
Then spring will arrive.
然后树上的叶子就开始长出来。
And leaves will begin to grow again on trees.
而且变成绿色的。
And it will turn green.
那么充满那种生命。
And full of life.
那么这些变化都是按时发生的。
These changes happens according to time.
啊，不是偶然的事情。
It is not accidental.
而且是美好的事情。
And it is beautiful.
有一首诗歌，英文的诗歌叫做 In His Time.
There is a praise hymn called In His Time.
啊，这首诗歌说 In His Time He makes all things beautiful in His Time. 他说按照神的时间，一切都是美好的。
And in his time, everything is made beautiful.
所以从世界的开始到结束，神有他的计划。
So from the beginning to the end of time, God has his plan.
特别是我们看圣经的时候。
Especially when you look at the Bible.
我们看到神拣选了亚伯拉罕。
We can see that God has chosen Abraham.
他拣选亚伯拉罕成为以色列人的祖先。
He became the ancestor of the Jews.
那么亚伯拉罕跟他的太太萨拉生了一个孩子叫做以撒。
And Abraham and Sarah had a son called Isaac.
那么以撒圣经告诉我们生了一个孩子叫做雅各。
And then Isaac gave birth to Jacob.
然后雅各生了12个孩子。
Jacob has 12 sons.
那么雅各其中一个孩子叫做叶瑟。
One of the children is called Joseph.
那么叶瑟有一天被他的弟兄卖到埃及的地方去。
One day Joseph was sold by his brothers to Egypt.
但是按照神的旨意。
But according to God's will.
叶瑟后来成为埃及的首相。
Joseph one day became the prime minister of Egypt.
因为叶瑟能够成为埃及的首相。
And because of his position in Egypt.
所以他能够把他的家人从那个饥荒那个状况里面救出来。
He can save his family from famine.
然后他全家就搬到埃及那边去。
So his whole family moved to Egypt.
但是他们住在那个地方，人就生养众多。
So they live there and they have a lot of children.
而且人越来越多。
And their number grew.
成为埃及的负担。
They became the burden of Egypt.
那么后来法老王就迫害他们。
So Pharaoh began to persecute them.
然后神就差摩西到埃及的为奴之地，把以色列人领出来。
So God sent Moses to Egypt to deliver his people out of that land of slavery. And they enter into Canaan.
所以圣经也告诉我们，从亚伯拉罕的子孙出生了一位王。
And in the descendants of Abraham, the Bible tells us that it was a king.
他叫做大卫王。
His name was David.
圣经告诉我们，大卫的子孙在2000年前诞生在耶路撒冷。
And the Bible also tells us that the descendant of David was born 2,000 years ago.
他在世上33年的时间完成了神的旨意。
He was on earth for 33 years, accomplished God's will.
然后他被钉在十字架。
And then he was nailed on a cross.
他被埋葬，三天后复活。
He was buried and 3 days later he rise up.
那么圣经同时也告诉我们。
The Bible also tells us.
主耶稣基督将来被回到这个世界上来审判这个世界。
Jesus Christ will one day come back and judge this world.
他将会来迎接他的信徒，他的门徒到天上去。
He is going to come back to welcome his believers, his disciples to heaven.
那么地上将会有七年的大灾难。
There will have 7 years of tribulation.
那么之后神将会将他的审判临到这个世界。
And then God will send forth his judgment on this world.
天地都要废弃。
And heaven and earth will be destroyed.
那个时候时间就结束了。
And that is the end of time.
所以刚才十一节上半段这么告诉我们。
So that's why in verse 11 it tells us.
神造万物各按其时成为美好的。
He has made everything beautiful in his time.
神掌控这个时间。
He is in control of time.
他按照他的时间实行他的旨意。
And he will accomplish his will according to his time.
所以对于那些不认识神的人。
So for those who does not know God.
对于那些不相信耶稣基督的人。
For those who did not believe in Jesus Christ.
他的时间就随意的过去。
He will let his time just drift by.
没有留下任何永恒的意义。
Did not leave behind any things of eternal value.
但是对于相信耶稣基督的人。
But to those who are believers of Jesus Christ.
他们的时间是由神来掌控。
Their time is controlled by God.
所以发生的事情不是偶然的事情。
So anything that happen are not accidental.
而是有神的旨意在当中。
It has God's will.
就如三章一节上半段这么告诉。
Just like it tells us in verse 1.
凡事都有定时，各按其时成为美好。
In verse 11, he has made everything beautiful in his time.
所以这章经文告诉我们，我们必须往上看。
So this verse tells us we must look up.
当我们往上看的时候，我们看到这位创造者。
As we look up, we see the Creator.
并且掌管一切被创造的。
And he is sovereign over everything he has created.
所以当人看到这点的时候。
So as man see this.
他的生命就产生了意义。
His life will have meaning.
不再是所罗门所说的。
And it's no longer like what King Solomon said.
虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Meaningless, everything is meaningless.
当这个人看穿神，看穿没有神生命那种虚空的时候。
And as a man see the meaninglessness of life without God.
直到他能够达到另外一个层面。
It can cause him to reach a second level.
这个层面就是这个宇宙有一位神。
This a different level is the realization that there is a God in this universe.
而且这位神正在掌控一切所发生的事情。
And that this God is sovereign over everything.
所以所罗门王说。
So King Solomon says.
他说如果要除去这个生命虚空的话。
He said, in order to get rid of this meaninglessness of life,
我们不单要往上看,
not only must we look up,
他说我们必须往内看,
we must also look in.
什么是往内看?
What is looking in?
所以所罗门王不再看日光之下的生命。
King Solomon will no longer look at what is happening underneath the sun.
所以他就是邀请神来进入他的生命。
He asked God to enter into his life.
以致直到他的人生观从没有神转到有神。
So that his life perspective turned from godless to full of God.
所以所罗门王问了一个问题。
So King Solomon asked one question.
这个问题就是在一章就是传道书第一章第三节。
And this question was asked in chapter 1, verse 3.
他说人一切的劳碌就是他在日光之下的劳碌有什么益处呢？
What does man gain by all the toil at which he toils under the sun?
所以回答这个问题的时候，所罗门在第三章第十节这么说。
So in answering this question, he said in verse 10 of chapter 3.
他说我见神叫世人劳苦，使他们在其中受精炼。
I have seen the business that God has given to the sons of man to be busy with.
所以人的生命是神所赐的。
So man's life is given by God.
当一个婴孩诞生在这个世界上的时候，
When a baby was born,
他的生命是神所赐给他的。
His life is given by God.
他的一生的生命，
In his whole life,
无论他是吃喝穿住，都是神所赐的。
No matter if he is eating, drinking, living, doing, it is all given by God.
在基督徒当吃饭的时候感谢神。
So as Christians have a meal, they thank God.
因为我们知道这一切都是神所赐给我们的。
Because we know that all of these are given by God.
如果我们接受神这个生命是神所赐给我们的。
So if we accept that life is given by God,
那我们就存着一个感恩的心。
Then we will have a thanksgiving heart.
那么我们就有一个正确的态度来对我们的人生。
And we will have a correct perspective to look at life.
无论是生活甜或是苦，
No matter if it is sweet or bitter,
我们都能够感谢神。
We can give thanks to God.
因为神的旨意是美好的。
Because God's will is good.
所以罗马书第八章第二十八节告诉我们。
So in Romans chapter 8 verse 28 it says,
我们晓得万事都是互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他的旨意被招的人。
We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose.
然后回答这个问题的时候，所罗门王用了第二个答案。
So in order to answer this question, he gives us a second answer.
这个答案就是在三章第十一节。
And the answer is in verse 11 of chapter
3. 他说又将永恒安置在世人的心里。
Also, he has put eternity into man's mind.
如果你看中文圣经的话，它是用永远哦，但是跟永恒的意思是相同的。
In the Chinese translation, they use the word forever, which is the same meaning as eternity.
所以人跟动物不一样。
Man is different from animal.
人是按照神的形象被造的。
Man was made in the image of God.
我们都知道人有灵魂跟体。
We know that man has spirit, mind, and physical body.
但是动物却没有灵。
But animals do not have the spirit.
动物只有魂跟身体。
Animal has only mind and body.
因为动物没有灵的话，它不能够去敬拜神。
And because of the lack of the spirit, they cannot worship.
只有人能够去敬拜神。
Only man can worship.
只有人能够有敬拜的潜能。
Man is the only one that has the potential to worship.
所以神把这个永恒安置在人的心中。
So,God has given man eternity.
那么使到我们人能够跟天相通。
So that man can have connection with heaven.
使我们的灵能够达到神的地方。
So that our spirit can reach to where God is.
使我们的灵能够达到这个不受空间时间控制的一个地方。
So that our spirit can reach to a place where it's not limited by time or space.
是一个永恒的地方。
It is a place of eternity.
你们知道，在圣经里面告诉我们有三个天。
We know that in the Bible it tells us there are three levels of heavens.
所以你把整本圣经读完的话，你发觉到圣经讲的三个天。
So if you have read through the whole Bible, you know there are three levels of heaven.
圣经讲的第一个天是指我们地上到大气层那层的天。
So the first level is from the earth to the atmosphere.
然后第二个天是从大气层到宇宙的外围那层天。
The second level will be from the atmosphere to the outskirts of the universe.
然后第三个天就是宇宙以外那个天。
And the third level is the area outside of the universe.
也就是神所在的地方。
And that is where God is.
也就是那个地方不受时间和空间控制的一个地方。
And it is a place that is not limited by time or space.
这个地方我们知道是永恒的。
And we know this place is eternal.
但是所罗门王讲人的虚空，如果人没有这个永恒的话，他的心里面是虚空的。
And as Solomon talked about this meaninglessness, he said if man is without eternity, then he is meaningless.
所以人的一切劳碌，人的一切事情在日光下都是虚空的。
So man's toiling and everything that happens under the sun is then meaningless.
如果没有神的话，如果没有这个永恒的话
，if it is without eternity and without God.
所以无论如何，一个人的成功。
So no matter how accomplished a person is,
无论他多少的财富,
no matter how wealthy he is,
无论他有多好的成就,
no matter how much he has done,
如果他没有这个永恒的观念的话,
if he does not have this eternal view,
那么他的生命都是虚空的,
then his life is meaningless.
我曾经有一个非常富有的人,
there was once a very wealthy man.
那么他得了这个癌症
He had cancer.
那么他将要离开这个世界的时候，他就请了他的律师来做这个这个遗赠。
And as he was beginning to prepare for his death, he asked his lawyer to come and prepare his will.
那么这位很富有的人，他有一个小女孩，四岁的小女孩。
This wealthy man has a four-year-old daughter.
这个小小的女孩，但是她不明白什么事情是死亡。
This little girl did not understand what death is.
所以她的妈妈就告诉她，她的爸爸将要离开这个地方。
So her mom tell her that your dad is going to be leaving this place.
所以这个小女孩就到她爸爸的那个床边。
So this little girl went to see her dad on his bed.
那么他看着他爸爸的眼睛
，So she looked into his eyes.
他就问爸爸
，She asked.
他说：“爸爸，你到那个地方到底有没有一个家的
？”He said, "Dad, the place you're going, is there family there?"
那么当他小女孩讲这句话的时候
，And as she asked this question, say this.
那么就深深地打入他的心中
，It touched her dad.
然后他他的爸爸。利用了他的一生来劳碌，来赚取所拥有的财富。
He had used his life, all of his life, to work hard to earn all this wealth.
那么他有一个很大的洋房。
He had a great mansion.
但是他必须离开这个地方。
But he must leave this place.
但是他必须离开这个短暂的地方。
He have to leave this short-lived place.
到一个永恒的地方。
To a place of eternity.
那么那个永恒的地方可能是。地狱或者天堂。
This place of eternity can either be hell or heaven.
所以所罗门王说，如果要除去人生的虚空的话
，So King Solomon said, if you are going to get rid of this meaningless,
他说我们不只要往上看
，Not only do you have to look up,
我们必须往内看
，You must also look in.
同时我们要往前看
，And you must also look forward.
所以在三章十九节、二十一节，请我们大家一起来看。
Let us look at verse 19 and also 21.
他说：“因为世人遭异的，兽也遭异，所遭异的都是一样。”
For the fate of the sons of man and the fate of beasts is the same.
他说：“这个怎样死，那个也怎样死，气息都是一样。”
As one dies, so dies the other. They all have the same breath.
人不能强于兽，都是虚空。
And man has no advantage over the beasts.
都归一处，都是出于尘土，也是归于尘土。
All go to one place. All are born from the dust, and all turn to dust again.
谁知道人的灵是往上升，兽的魂是往下呢
？Who knows whether the spirit of man goes upward and the spirit of the beast goes down to the earth?
那么这几节经文就是谈到人最终的一个归宿。
These few verses is talking about the final resting place of man.
他说出以尘土，也是归以尘土。
It says, man come from dust and will all turn to dust again.
然后圣经告诉我们，人是由那个尘土被造的。
The Bible tells us that we were made out of dust.
所以人离开这个世界的时候，他要归回这个尘土。
So as a man leaves this earth, he will return to dust.
所以所罗门王在第二章的时候，他曾经谈到这个死的问题。
And in chapter 2 of the of Ecclesiastes, he has talked about that.
那死这个问题在传道书里面出现了好多次。
This question of death has appeared in this Ecclesiastes for many times.
如果你在传道书里面看的话，在第四章、第五章、第六章、第八章、第九章、第十二章。都有讲到这个死的问题。
And if you look at this whole book, it appeared in chapter 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 12.
所以这个生老病死的问题是每一个人必须要面临的。
So this whole cycle of life is something that we must face.
所以是传道书经常谈到这个问题。
And so this matter of death is often mentioned in Ecclesiastes.
所以是世人必须要经历的事情。
It is something that every man must face.
我想很多人都想活得很长命。
I guess a lot of us want to live forever.
但是无论多长命有一天都要离开这个世界。
But no matter how long you live, you will face that.
曾经有一个真实的故事。
This is a true story.
那么这个人的名字叫做 Sarah Winchester.
Her name is called Sarah Winchester.
她的丈夫是经商这个制造和销售这个长枪这种生意。
Her husband was a businessman manufacturing and selling rifles.
所以他赚了很多钱。
So he earned a lot of money.
但是在1918年的时候，他的丈夫得了感冒而去世了。
So in 1918, he died from getting the flu.
所以这个妇人就搬到这个加州那个圣何塞去。
So this woman then moved herself to San Jose in California.
那因为失去了这个丈夫而感到非常的忧伤。
She was very saddened by the death of her husband.
但是这个妇人对于这个巫术她很有感，很有兴趣。
And this woman is very interested in spiritual matters.
Spiritual discipline.
Spiritual
discipline. 就是巫术啊，或者
wizardry.
那么这个 Sarah， 她的名字叫 Sarah， 她就去找一个巫师。
So Sarah went and found a witch.
以她的丈夫来接触。
Or a medium to try to contact her husband.
那么这个巫师就告诉她。
This medium told her.
他说如果你一直去建造你的房子，你就不会面对死亡。
He said if you continue to build onto your house, you will never face death.
所以这个 Sarah 她就相信了这个巫师。
So Sarah believed in this medium.
所以她去买了一间很大的洋房，一共有17间房子房间的洋房大洋房。
So she bought a mansion that has 17 rooms.
然后去开始创建这个大洋房。
And so she began her construction work.
那么这个工程开始之后一直在进行，一直到她85岁。
So this construction continued to go on until she was 85.
所以这个工程一共花费了500万。
This whole construction cost her $5 million.
500万在1918年的时候是很多的钱。
5 million in 1918 is a lot of money.
因为当时的工资每一天才5毛钱。
Because the daily wage for that at that time is 50 cents.
这个被建造起来的洋房一共有150间的房间。
So this mansion. Ended up with 150 rooms.
有13间的洗澡的地方。
13 bathrooms.
有2000个门。
2,000 doors.
47个火炉。
47 fireplaces.
还有1万的那个窗口。
That's a million window.
你可以想象到是一个很大很大的洋房。
You can imagine that this is a huge mansion.
但是后来这个地方就继续被建造下去了，他底下的城还在继续在建造。
So with money in place, they continue to build onto this mansion.
但是今天这个洋房不过是成为游客的去处。
But then today, this place is only turned into a tourist attraction.
Sarah Winchester 还是要面对这个死亡。
Sarah Winchester still has to face death.
死亡在传道书第三章里面是人必须要面对的问题。
And in chapter 3, it tells us that death is something that we must face.
所以他告诉我们，我们要往前看。
So he tells us we need to look forward.
刚才有一节经文那边谈到，他说兽就是那个兽的魂要下去哦，然后人的灵要往上。
Just now there was a verse that said, "Who knows the spirit of man goes upward and the spirit of beast goes down?"
也就是讲到人也会面对死亡，兽也会面对死亡。
It's telling us that no matter if it's man or animal.They all face death.
这是我们在前几天所经历的事情。
And this is something that we have faced a few days ago.
我们家里的狗离开这个世界。
Oh, our family dog has died.
在应该是星期二那个早上，那个狗还是蹦蹦跳。
On Tuesday morning, the dog was still, you know, jumping all around.
然后在中午的时候，它就开始吐。
And then at noontime, he began to vomit.
然后在傍晚的时候，他就不能够站起来。
And then in the evening, he can no longer stand.
然后隔天他就离开这个世界。
And then the next morning, he died.
所以圣经里面告诉我们，人也会面对死亡。
So the Bible tells us man will face death.
兽也会面对这个死亡。
Animals will also face death.
但是我们知道，在2000年前的时候。
But we know 2,000 years ago,
耶稣基督死在十字架上。
Jesus Christ died on the cross.
然后他被埋葬。
He was buried.
三天后他复活过来。
Three days later, he resurrected.
死已经被战胜了。
Death was overcome.
所以当我们能够明白这个死亡的时候，
So if we can understand death,
当我们能够明白这个永恒的事情的时候，
And if we can understand eternal matters,
我们就有盼望。
We have hope.
我们的生命不再是虚空的。
Our life will no longer be meaningless.
所以对于那些信耶稣的人。
And for those who believe in Jesus.
对于那些认识神的人。
For those who know God.
他们的生命不是虚空的。
Their life is not meaningless.
但是对于那些没有认识神的人。
But for those who do not know God.
他们的生命仍然是虚空的。
Their life will continue to be meaningless.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们同心一起祷告。
Let us pray with one heart.
天父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你赐给我们今天的信息。
Thank you for the message you have given us.
求天父帮助我们往上看。
Our Father, we just ask that you help us to look up.
也让我们往内看。
To look in.
让我们能够看到永恒。
For us to see eternity.
也让我们往前看。
Help us to look forward.
看到人生命的短暂。
And we can see the short-lived life of life.
同时，我们也看到我们是有盼望的。
And that we can see hope.
我们的生命不是虚空的。
Our life is not meaningless.
求主帮助。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.